This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Thursday, April 3rd, brought to you by Meristem. Good morning. I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Tariffs are here. Republican and ag groups unease. Farm bill discussions. As Trump unveils new duties, Senate delivers a rebuke. Just hours after President Trump announced sweeping new duties on U.S. trade partners, multiple senators from his own party sided with Democrats to rebuke his trade policy. Four Republicans joined Democrats in voting to challenge the emergency declaration used to justify tariffs on Canada. Rand Paul and Mitch McConnell of Kentucky, Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, and Susan Collins of Maine. The House has already blocked a vote on a similar resolution, so the bill has little chance of overturning the tariffs. But its sponsor, Senator Tim Kaine of Virginia, plans to force similar votes on other tariffs imposed using emergency powers. Tariffs on the European Union will be, quote, my next focus, Kaine told reporters. Why it matters? Well, the administration used emergency powers yesterday to impose a 10% baseline tariff as well as higher reciprocal duties on countries with which the U.S. has persistent trade deficit. A future resolution challenge, this declaration, could also see a floor vote under expedited procedures. Take note. Even some Senate Republicans who voted against Kaine's resolution were unsure about the new tariff announcements. Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin told AgriPulse he's concerned. It's kind of a high-risk bet he's making on the economy, Johnson said. He may be right. I'd like to be optimistic, but it's with an abundance of caution, Senator Tom Tillis of North Carolina said. There's a real threat out there, particularly in agriculture. Ag's reaction. Well, the American Farm Bureau Federation raising concern about the tariffs. Tariffs will drive up the cost of critical supplies, and retaliatory tariffs will make American-grown products more expensive globally, AFBF President Zippy Duvall said in a statement. The combination not only threatens farmers' competitiveness in the short term, but it may cause long-term damage by leading to losses in market share. Ag input suppliers are sounding the alarm as well. The American Seed Trade Association said the tariffs could, quote, significantly increase costs associated with seed production. But the National Cattlemen's Beef Association had praise for Trump. He is taking action to address numerous trade barriers that prevent consumers overseas from enjoying high-quality, wholesome American beef, said NCBA's Vice President of Government Affairs, Ethan Lane. Ag chairs coordinating on farm bill and reconciliation. Senate Agriculture Committee Chair John Bozeman of Arkansas says he and his House counterpart are in the early stages of deciding how to move parts of the farm bill into reconciliation. Bozeman met with House Ag Chair Glenn G.T. Thompson of Pennsylvania yesterday, discussing potentially moving risk management provisions from the farm bill into reconciliation, with the Senate introducing its latest budget blueprint yesterday afternoon. Bozeman said the two are still a long way from finalizing more details. In the meantime, GOP leaders hope to get the budget resolution through the Senate by this weekend. That blueprint sets vastly different spending cut goals for the ag committees. The House expected to find at least $230 billion in cuts over 10 years. The Senate counterpart would require a cut of as little as $1 billion. USDA opens applications for 2026 trade promotion programs. The Department of Agriculture is opening the application process for the department's trade promotion programs, the Market Access Program, Foreign Market Development Program, Technical Assistance for Specialty Crops Program, and Emerging Markets Program. These programs are a crucial step in sustaining long-lasting economic growth in rural America, Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins said in a statement. The application deadline is June 6. Rollins cuts off USDA funding to Maine amid feud over transgender athletes. Rollins is pausing funding for Maine schools amid an ongoing feud between the Trump administration and state leaders over transgender athletes. In a letter to Maine Governor Janet Mills, Rollins says she would freeze funds for, quote, certain administrative and technological functions in Maine schools, alleging Title IX violations. She also says USDA is reviewing all research and education funding in Maine, including grants awarded by the Biden administration to the Maine Department of Education. This is only the beginning, though you are free to end it at any time by protecting women and girls in compliance with federal law, Rollins said of the freeze. Senate Ag to consider USDA nominations next week. The Senate Ag Committee will hold a confirmation hearing next Tuesday on Trump's picks for Deputy Ag Secretary and USDA General Counsel. Stephen Vaden has been nominated for Deputy and Tyler Clarkson for General Counsel. Vaden, a judge at the Court of International Trade, was USDA General Counsel during the first Trump administration. Clarkson was Deputy General Counsel. Memo with banned terms wasn't written by USDA leaders, spokesperson says. Remember that memo to Agriculture Research Service staff with a list of undesirable words and terms like diversity, equity, inclusion, and safe drinking water. We wrote about the leaked email in Monday's Daybreak and got a response from the USDA. A USDA spokesperson said, quote, make no mistake, under President Trump and Secretary Rollins, USDA is getting back to work and putting farmers first, not woke ideology. The leaked list of terms currently circulating was created by career employees tasked with reviewing active awards to ensure compliance with the president's priorities and relevant executive orders. Leaders at USDA were not involved in drafting this list of terms and did not send that list to anyone. Rollins has touted USDA's efforts to eliminate wokeness from the USDA, perhaps most flamboyantly when she posted a video of herself throwing away packets of seeds with the USDA logo on them. The packets had the message, growing diversity, equity, inclusion, and accessibility at USDA, and if you can be anything, be inclusive. She said they had been found, quote, behind a door at USDA before dumping them in a trash can and vowing not to spend money on DEIA. Here's today's final word. It's such an old-fashioned term, but a beautiful term, groceries. It says a bag with different things in it. Groceries went through the roof, and I campaigned on that. That President Donald Trump at the news conference announcing his tariff plan. Well, that's Daybreak for this Thursday, April 3rd, brought to you by Meristem. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nally.